And welcome back to Our Town. Just the other day, it was Friday, July 27th, we had some shocking news. One of Florence's very favorite community personalities and a member of volunteer force over at the Florence Event Center, Leah Goodwin, passed away suddenly. And I have joining me now in the studio, I have Annie Schmidt and Kathleen Wenzel, some good friends, and welcome.
Thank
I know
you.
It's a tough week.
It has been.
Very yeah. tough.
So I think, I don't know her as well as you do, obviously, but I think I know she had a pretty good sense of humor. And she would probably, want us to at least focus a little bit on that today, remembering her. Tell me a little bit about your first experience, Annie, when you first met her.
I first met her when she was working for what's now SOS, and she put together a reader's theater involving three of us, and we read the stories of actual women who had suffered spousal or partner abuse. And I knew right then that I would like to work with Leah again and in theater, and she hadn't done anything yet. And I found out about her professional career in theater on Broadway and in Hollywood as a stage manager. And she told me just really not long ago, she purposely did not seek out community theater in Florence because she was a professional. And she said, I just kind of, I poo-pooed that. Yeah. And then I saw a couple of things and I thought, this is pretty good community theater here. Yeah. So that's how she got started. And she has just been such an integral part of the FEC Volunteer of the Year last year. Mm-hmm. And the Last Resort Players. She has helped every theater group in town.
Well, I think everything. They did the live music event last year in the wintertime.
Oh.
Music festival, and she was part of that.
Oh,
and of course,
yes.
Helped out at backstage and right. Made everything kind of work seamlessly, it seemed.
And stage managed Florence mm-hmm. Fest, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Kathleen, what was your first meeting with Leah?
I met Leah 4 years ago at Florence United Methodist Church, and she sought me out by talking to me about my wristwatch. And then I was...
Is it a Disney wristwatch?
It's a Disney wristwatch. It's a Goofy, and it runs backwards. And I had never, I thought, gotten close enough to her that she would actually know I was wearing a wristwatch, let alone what it was. Mm-hmm. And I said, how do you know what my wristwatch is? And she said, I'm very observant, and we will be friends. And she got me involved in theater, and she did have a wicked sense of humor. A lot of sarcasm.
Yeah, that's what I knew
about. A lot
of
sarcasm.
Yes.
And that's where that's why I kind of liked her a lot, because I have that kind of same, same sarcastic yeah. side to me.
So. She always admired one of my T-shirts that says, "Better living through sarcasm."
And she had one, I think it said, I'm sarcastic and I know how to use it. Something along that line.
Always good to have people that have that kind of sense of humor. What are some things that we generally don't know about Leah as far as just personally? I mean, not necessarily, I think everybody, not everybody knows that she battled with a disease because she was very quiet about it, I think. I mean, it was one of
yes.
those things she never complained about having multiple sclerosis, for example.
No.
That wasn't something you didn't hear her talk about.
No.
And she'd also survived other things, breast cancer and lymphoma.
So she's definitely a survivor.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. And, as you say, you didn't know. She didn't talk about that much at all. And as a person with MS, I was astounded. She helped me so much at my house and was up on the roof cleaning the gutters, doing heavy labor. And anytime she had some kind of a setback because of her MS, she appeared to come back fully. And I remember after one very bad year, and she was in ICU, things were desperate. and she was on a walker, and I thought, that's the end. Well, it was astonishing. Within a year, she was back fully. And I always felt that, especially in the last couple of years, she became slightly frantic about doing things, getting things done. And I don't know. That stays with me.
But, you know, even so, though, I mean, my next door neighbor, his wife has dementia and he doesn't get around very well. I came home a couple weeks ago and there's Leah and a friend in the yard helping out in yard work and helping them, you know, keep their place, you know, and it's like, wow, it's like, hey, I didn't know you knew these folks, you know, and here they are.
That was the amazing thing. She knew everybody. I mean, her network was incredible.
Well, of course, being at the FEC, she got to see a lot of people come through the doors.
Right, right. Exactly. And she was really involved in our church and in taking care of a lot of the older members of our church, in doing yard work for them, taking care of putting in telephones and you know, getting their TV working correctly. And
oh, just did it for me.
So many things. And as soon as she heard if there was a problem with somebody in the congregation or in their home, she was there. And always with good humor and humility, so nobody ever felt like she felt sorry for you. She just
right.
was
She's
like,
just
I'm your buddy, out. I'm here. Mm-hmm. Everyone I've talked to said, I had a unique and personal experience with Leah.
Yes.
We all think she was our best friend.
She made us all feel that way.
Yeah.
She was everybody's best friend.
Yeah, she truly
But one
was.
At a time, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, she had the time and the energy to be that to other people. So any funny stories, any interesting stories that you can tell that she wouldn't mind you repeating?
I'll have to think about that for a minute. She was always initiating things. That's what I loved about her. She got she organized a crew of backstage women and got us all T-shirts. And we were the women in black. And then a fella came along, so she got a new set of T-shirts that said the women in black plus one. She was great.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. How about you? Do you have anything you can share, a funny story?
Well, she always made her mistakes funny. So she ran our soundboard at church. And if there was feedback or a sudden noise, she'd say, oh, I just did that to see if you were awake.
Paying attention. There you go. Obviously, a tough week, and a lot of people are going to miss her. You know, definitely an infectious personality in a good way, you know.
Oh, yes.
And it just seems like, you know, it's unreal. You
it
know?
Does feel unreal.
Yeah. And again, she moved here to be with her parents, right? And
right.
that was partly because of the MS.
Yes.
Right.
She said she simply was no longer able to sustain the physical level that her job demanded. She was stage managing. She was out scouting locations for films. She had an extremely active professional life. And when she simply couldn't do it any longer, why, she came to be with her parents.
Anything else you want to share? I'm kind of out of questions because I'm thinking of this person that's just amazing, and there's really not enough you can say about him. I mean, if you think about it.
She used to share with me that during crabbing season, she would come home from doing whatever she'd been doing that day, set a trap out in the sayo slaw, go home, get a pot boiling, and then go back and get the crab and make a crab dinner. She said she really loved that time.
Right.
And at that time, she was living in Old Town.
And she was an excellent gardener and landscaper, full of ideas. And she took a very ordinary development plot in the back of her parents' house and has turned it into a garden spot. It is gorgeous. If Butch and Rosie have any living testament from her at all, it's their fabulous garden.
And the garden was dedicated to her brother Kevin, who they lost 6 years ago.
Yes.
And she called them Irish twins. I talked
to her. Same birthday, different year?
No.
Oh,
no,
I
even
just what an Irish twin was.
Even closer.
Oh.
I asked her mother last night. He was born just short of 11 months.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. I was thinking, yeah, it's within the same calendar year. That's right. That's an Irish twin.
Right.
Yeah.
So they were very, very close. And Rosie told me how Michelle, her older daughter, was just such a perfect child. And then all of a sudden she had two basically twin kids that were hell on wheels.
Beyond rambunctious, yeah. From some of the stories
and a lot
I've
of teamwork on what they did.
Yeah, it's kind of. Yeah, I understand. My sister was the golden child, the firstborn. You know, and then my sister and I came along. We were a few years apart, but yeah, I understand that whole mess there. And
yeah.
Well, again, thank you for coming in, and I know it's been a rough week for you guys, and I just don't know what to say. Other than thank you for coming.
You're welcome. I know all of Florence is mourning for her.
Yes, and I would say the greatest gift anyone could give in Leah's honor is to continue to support the arts and the FEC. She was so invested in that part of the community.
And most people do know her for Last Resort Players, but she also had a love for Crow and the children's theater and loved when she could take a child from Crow and get them into a Last Resort Players production.
There you go. Well, thank you so much, Annie Schmidt and Kathleen Wenzel, for being here today. And, keep a stiff upper lip, and we'll miss her, but we'll get through it.
We will.
Remember her laugh.
Yes, remember. Yeah, absolutely. Folks, we're talking about Leah Goodwin today, who passed away on Friday, July 27th, 2018. Coming up next on our August edition of Our Town, we'll be speaking with David Loria from the Class Act Theater, who will be hanging up the curtains after this last performance. On this edition of Our Town.